Hey, this is Mariela from The Functional Company. All right, today we're gonna talk about the one nutrient that most pregnant women or women who are wanting to get pregnant, both, really underestimate in terms of having to consume it. Can you guess what this nutrient is? It's fat, right? So fat is something that firstly, if you're not well versed with fats and which one the good fats are, etc., you grew up like I did and like so many other people, we have thought that fat was bad for us. You know, that fat was gonna make us fat, it was gonna give us heart disease and all this stuff. All of that stuff has been debunked. I have lots of videos on fats, which you can check out. But what I wanna mention is how important fat is for a healthy pregnancy, healthy breastfeeding, and just even if you're having difficulties with fertility, it's something that's really important to really prepare the body, prepare the environment, right, for pregnancy. So fat, when I'm talking about good fats, I'm talking about things like animal fats, which we've been told are bad for us, you know? Animal fats, which include lard, tallow, they also could include butter, for example. These are fantastic fats. Also, coconut oil, avocado oil, olive oil. You kind of want to get a range of fats. But usually people say, oh yeah, I do consume fats. And when I say how much, it usually ends up being 1 to 2 tablespoons a day. And that's really not enough for what the body needs during pregnancy. The reason for this is that fats are gonna help pull minerals into the body and help your body actually use up the minerals from vegetables and from other things, right? That's one thing. Fats are very important for the integrity of cells, for the entire immune system. It helps the body build itself properly. The brain is 60% fat. The heart only runs on fat. So it's a very, very important nutrient for overall development. And it also helps a person feel satisfied, satiated with their meals. So it's something that's so important and so underestimated that usually I say, okay, you need to eat fat. And they say, yes, I'm eating fat. And I say, how much? And then it's about 1 to 2 tablespoons. I'm like, you got to double or triple that, right? And so the next thing is like, well, I don't want to get fat. Well, yeah, we're not trying to get fat here. Here's the thing. If you eat a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of fat together, you will gain weight. But if you keep the ratios correct, then you won't gain weight. What do I mean by this? If you're gonna up the fat, you cannot overdo the carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are gonna be things like pasta, rice, tortillas, sodas, you know, candies, breads, cookies, all of that stuff. It has to be minimized. Does it mean you can never have it? No, that's not what it means. It just means you should not overconsume carbohydrates, because if you have both of them, then it's gonna be a problem. Now, the other reason why you actually wanna keep the ratio of lots of good fats and less carbohydrates, relatively speaking, you wanna do that because it's gonna help keep your blood sugar stable, and that's gonna keep you feeling way more sane during your pregnancy. If you don't stabilize this beforehand, when you get pregnant, you get lots of cravings. It's just hard to keep the habits in. So fat is such an important nutrient for pregnancy, for the development of the baby, the brain, the spinal cord, the heart, all of the cells, they all need fat, and that helps us pull in minerals and absorb other nutrients into the body to be utilized, right? So don't underestimate fats, and if you feel kind of like, well, this makes sense, but also I'm a little bit afraid of fats, then go watch my other videos on fats, because I've got lots more information in terms of which ones are good, which ones are bad, and why. So understand fats a little bit more so you can get rid of that fear that we've been ingrained with in terms of thinking that fat is gonna give us a heart attack and fat is gonna make us fat. But tomatoes don't make us red, right? So that logic doesn't really stand when you really understand how the body works. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. That's what I have to say this time around, and I will see you on the flip side. Hey, if you're liking the information on this channel, don't forget to subscribe, click the button, and share this with your friends and family. We've got lots more information coming. Thanks so much for being here.